Nathan went out on the 17th of December 2010, told his friend he was going home and he was missing for 8 weeks, found the 10th of February 2011 in the River Irwell.
It must have been an absolutely horrendous time for you as a parent, you know, 8 weeks not knowing where your son is.
Every day is horrendous, obviously, because he's not here. So, really difficult.
How do you feel when you hear other incidents happening?
It just brings everything back, obviously, into regards to Nathan again. Your heart goes out to the parents, you know, because you wouldn't want it to happen over and over again, but it just seems to be happening over and over again.
In terms of the street angels and what you've heard about them, what do you think?
I think it's a very good idea. People show human kindness. Give up your time, you know, to volunteer if you can. I certainly would give up my time.
And obviously, like, Key 103 wants to launch this recruitment drive. What's your reaction to that?
I think that's great because obviously you can put it out there because you're on the radio and hopefully you'll get people helping you.
It's little things, I guess, that can make a big difference.
It can make a big difference, yeah. Just the simplest of things can make a big difference. If the, you know, obviously they was to see the street angel, and if the street angels was to see this vulnerable person, whoever it may be, they can help them. So it's a very, you know, very good idea if they get parted from the friends or to decide that they say, well, I'm going home, and then they've got lost along the way. Yeah, they're there to help.
In terms of, like, the volunteers, I know you were saying you'd probably give up some of your time. There seems to be a lot of call for something like this in Manchester, doesn't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because other places have it. Manchester is really big, isn't it? So you would have to have quite a lot of people helping to do that, which I hope that they would.
Obviously, if something like this was set up, can you see it, you know, being a bit of a reassurance that hopefully, you know, we'll see less and less of these types of incidents?
You would hope that it would. You would hope that it would, yes. You would hope so.